Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Lamed Dalet. We are holding on the top of daf Lamed Dalet Amar Aleph, the third line on the page, Vakati mi Bayile. So we're in the middle of discussing all the various things that Reish Lakish derives from the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. So yesterday we discussed about a Tamei Shenogea B'Kodesh, because he uses the Lashon of Negia Lo Siga, and a Tamei Sha'achal Kodesh. Now we're going to discuss not only Tamei Sha'achal Kodesh La'achar Zrika, but a Tamei Sha'achal Kodesh L'fnei Zrika as well, that both of those are included in the Pasuk. So somehow we derive three different things from this pasuk. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what if a tahor person eats basar tamei before the zrikas adam. So we have machlokas whether he gets malchus. Also machlokas whether Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan everyone agrees that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan would agree in that case, but it's machlokas later amarayim, would Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan agree that you do get malchus, or Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you don't get malchus. Then the Gemara is going to have machlokas. If you get malchus for bringing a very behema tameya on the mizbeach, you decide to bring the limbs of just stam, a non-kosher animal, on the mizbeach. Is there a violation? Is there a chiyuv malchus in such a case? We're going to discuss bringing a chaya on the mizbeach. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about if either a person does the pasul, a person does the zrika, or your zorek dam that itself is pasul, does the rest of the blood automatically become shirayim, which means you can't go get more of it and do it the right way and do it over again because it has already become shirayim. And then the second half of Amud Beis is going to discuss the Mishnah had three different cases where somewhere along the way you put the blood in the wrong place, in your left hand, you gave it to a puzzled person. Three different cases the Mishnah has. So the Gemara is going to discuss why we need all three cases and why it is that we don't assume it's dachoy and it's automatically possible. In all three of the cases, the Mishnah said, okay, just fix it. You put it in your left hand, put it back in your right hand. You put it in the kli chol, put it back in a kli kodesh. You gave it to a puzzle, give it back to a kasher. So why is it that we don't say it's dachoy, that we don't say that it's automatically, permanently disqualified in such cases? So that's going to be the last discussion of the daf. So let's begin again. Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, three lines from the top of the page. Va'akati mibayile. So says the Gemara, Va'akati mibayile l'tamei shachal basar kodesh lifnei zrika. Reish Lakish still needs the pasuk b'chol kodesh lo siga to teach me about a tamei person who eats basar kodesh before the zrika sadam. The itmar tamei shachal basar kodesh lifnei zrika. Reish Lakish amar loka. Reish Lakish holds to get mal. For doing such a thing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loke. Rabbi Yochanan holds there's no Malkus. What's the svar for each one? Reish Lakish Amar Loke. Why do you get Malkus? B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. Lo Shna Lefnei Zrika. Lo Shna Liachar Zrika. Pasuk says B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. We already discussed that that's talking about not just touching, but also eating, that a Tamei person is not allowed to eat Basar Kodesh, and it doesn't seem to make a difference whether it's before the Zrika or whether it's after the Zrika. Either way, it's included in that Isser, so you can get Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loke. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, K'tatani Bardula. You don't get Malkus like Bardula taught. The Isser of a Tamei person eating Basar Kodesh Asya Tumaso Tumaso is derived from a Gzeirah Shava of Tumaso Tumaso. By a Tamei person eating Basar Kodesh, the Torah says Tumaso. By the Onesh of a Tamei person entering the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah also says Tumaso. So just like by entering the Beis HaMikdash, there's an Ashara and an Onesh, by a Tamei person eating Basar Kodesh, there's an Ashara and an Onesh. Kasavahu la'achar zrika, and that onesh that it talks about a tamei sha'achal basar kodesh that is la'achar zrika. It's only after the zrika sadam. So that's a kasher and Reish Lakish. If you need this pasuk to teach the ikur iser, so it should only teach about la'achar zrika. How do I know that lifnei zrika is also included? So says Reish Lakish im kein le'makra b'kodesh my. B'chol Kodesh? Shema Mino Tarti. The Pasuk could have just said B'Kodesh. What do we learn from B'chol Kodesh? So it must be it's teaching me two different circumstances that a Tamei who eats Basar Kodesh is going to be Chayiv. Both if it's before the Zrika Sadam as well as if it's after the Zrika Sadam. So at the end of the day, from the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, Reish Lakish actually derives three halachos. that a tamei she nogea b'kodesh, tamei she achal kodesh before zrika, and a tamei she achal kodesh li achar zrika. Okay, so now we go back to the discussion about eating basar kodesh lefnei zrika. We mentioned this is machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Kufa says Gemara tamei she achal basar kodesh lefnei zrika. Reish Lakish amar loka, Rabbi Yochanan amar eino loka. Reish Lakish says you get malchus for this. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no malchus. So says the Gemara, yeah, amar bai machlokas b'tumas haguf. That whole machlokas is about a tamei person eating basar kodesh. Aval b'tumas basar, but if it's a tahar person eating basar karban that became tamei, the meat of a karban that became tamei, divrei kol loka. Everyone's going to agree you get malchus, even if it's before the zrikas hadam. Rashi explains, because by tumas haguf, Rabbi Yochanan is going to learn the iser from the onesh. Basar before the zrika, there's no onesh, so mela, there's no iser. But by tumas basar, the iser is beferish in the pasuk. The pasuk says, va basar ashayiga b'chol tamei lo yochal. So there's no reason to be mechalik between basar b'lefnei zrika and basar liachar zrika. So even Rabbi Yochanan would say you get malchus, and even before the zrika. To amar kra, because the pasuk says, va habasar l'rabos etzim l'vona delav b'nei achila ninu. Pasuk says Abbasar, and that includes someone who eats Eitzim Ulevona, which aren't even edible things. And still the Pasuk tells me, you're Chayv Malkus if you eat them. So Basar Lefnei Zrika is no worse than Eitzim Ulevona. It's true, you're not allowed to eat the Basar Lefnei Zrika, but it's no worse than Eitzim Ulevona, which are also not edible at all. So even though they're not edible, you still get Malkus for eating it. So even though if a tar person has no right to eat the basar lefnei the zrika, but if the basar becomes tamei lefnei the zrika, you're still going to get malchus for eating such basar that becomes tamei lefnei the zrika. Then that is shitas Abaye. So again, Abaye holds that the whole machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish is if the person is tamei and he's eating the basar kodesh lefnei the zrika. But if the meat is tamei and you're eating lefnei zrika, even Rabbi Yochanan would say you got malchus. Everyone would say you get malchus. Rava Amar Rava says no, it's the reverse. Machlokas b'tumas haguf. You're right. The machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish is only when the person is tamei, and the halacha is going to be different. There's not going to be a machlokas when the meat becomes tamei, but in the other direction, aval b'tumas basar. But if the person is tahar and he eats the basar that's tamei before the zrika, divrei kol eino loka. Everyone's going to say that you don't get malchus. My time, kivin de lo karina be v'tumaso ala v'nichrusa lo karina be v'abasar sheiga b'chol tamei lo yeachel. That since it doesn't say about basar before the zrika, it doesn't say the pasuk speaks about an onesh v'nefesh shetochol basar mizavach shalom shalom Hashem v'tumaso ala v'nichrusa. So you also can't say about the iser in the previous pasuk of the Torah juxtaposes the isra of eating basar tamei to the onesh about a tamei person who eats basar tar to make a hekesh between them. That just like there's no onesh when a tamei person eats the meat before the zrika, so too there's no iser when you eat basar tamei before the zrika. The Rambam in the 18th parak of Psulei HaMikdashin paskins like Rava that you don't get malchus on a daraisa level. But he says, makanos or makas mardus. So it sounds like there's no malchus midaraisa at all. So the Brisker Rav raises the question, even if you're not going to get malchus for the lav of eating kachim tamayim, he should still get malchus because he ate kachim shenifsalu. And the Rambam paskins that any carbon that's pasul, whether it's makshava, maisa, and whether something happened that pasul, that someone who eats it is going to, you eat it amazing, it's going to get malchus, because the pasuk says, lo sochal kol toeva. So the Rambam sounds like you don't get malchus at all over here, but l'chara, granted, you're not getting one malchus for the lav of ochal kachim tamayim, but you should get another malchus for eating something that became pasul. So the the Brisker Rav suggests that the Isser, according to the Rambam, is only when the carbon becomes nifsa, like by pigle. But when the carbon doesn't become pasul, it's just the basar became pasul, but the carbon is still kasher. You don't have to bring another carbon. You already yotzei the carbon. It's just that the basar became pasul. Then it would not be a violation of the sochal kol tueva. You would not get malchus. So anyways, now the Gemara asks on Rava. Rava disagrees with Abaye. Minakotze la kotze. So the Gemara asks, Vamar mar, but it's but didn't we learn va'basar le'rabel seitzim ulevonu? What are you going to do with Abaye's raya? Abaye says, look, even if you eat eitzim ulevonu, which aren't edible at all, you get malchus. So basar lefnei zrika that becomes tamei. Why should you not get malchus? So hachamayaskinan. So the Gemara answers, no. Over here we're talking about kigon shekitchu bekli denasa kamisha karvu kol matirav. That you know when we say that you can get malchus for the eitzim ulevonu, if it's already in the skadish bekli, the eitzim ulevonu had already become kadosh in the kli shares. So then we consider it like a carbon that all the matirim were already brought, that all the things that are matir b'achila were already brought. So if you eat it when they became tamei, you get malchus. As opposed to basal of nezrika, it's not karvu kol matirav. You didn't have a zrika yet, so you're not going to get malchus. So in that way, eitzim ulevonu are fundamentally different than basal of nezrika, because eitzim ulevonu at least already had kedusha b'kli. So the question is, what does that mean that they already had kedusha b'kli? Well, first let's finish off the sentence. Ditznan, because there's a mishnah maseches mila kol sheyesh lo matirim, anything that has some other act that needs to be matir it ba'achila, and you eat it when it's tamei, you chayev kares only mishayikrevu matirav, when they already were makrev all the matirim b'kol sheyin lo matirim, anything that doesn't have anything that's matir ba'achila mishakidish b'kli, then as soon as it's kiddush b'kli, you're going to be chayev kares. So these eitzim levona are already kadosh b'kli. So this is a question. What does that mean, kadosh b'kli? What do you do with the eitzim that's makadesh in the kli? When do we ever makadesh eitzim? We ever put wood into a kli shares? This is machlokas rishonim right here on the page. Rashi writes that we're talking about the trumas hadashen, that they would be chota the eitzim with a machta. They'd shovel out the trumas hadashen, the leftover ashes. The ashes are burnt wood from yesterday's ma'aracha. So that's a kli shares that you take it from the mizbeach. Tosos disagrees though. Tosos says, you know, Maseches Tamid, it sounds that when they would be chota from the eitzim that are totally burnt, it's become ashes already. It's no longer eitzim. Our Gemara is talking about you're eating eitzim aluvona, not ashes. So Tosos says, we're talking about in Yom HaKippurim, where they would be chota gecholim leketores. And he says, l'chora, you can't say that we're talking about the eitzim, the atzei maracha themselves, and not the gecholim, and klisharis or mekadesh them, that is the axe that chops the wood when they would deworm the wood, because the axe was not a kli shares. And Tosfos brings a raya that the axe was not a kli shares. But Tosfos Menachos says that even though the kli that they would use, the kardom that they would use to be matliya the eitzim, was not a kli shares, but there was another kardom that they would smooth out the wood with, and that was a kli shares. So Tosfos over here explains that even though a kardom is not a kli shares, but the chituch and the tikkun of the eitzim when they did it, when they chopped it up into blocks, that they were mekadesh it with a kli shares. So Sfasemis is bothered. Why not say that the atzei marach, when they go on the mizbeach, that the mizbeach is mekadesh them, meaning mizbeach has a greater koach ha-kiddush than all the kli shares, that the mizbeach can be mekadesh. Whatever's we're going to learn later on in the Masech, the Kshem Shah Mizbeach Vakevish Mekadesh Mesar Roi Lehen, Kach HaKelim Mekadeshin, that just like the Mizbeach is Mekadesh that which is Roi Lehen, Kelim are also Mekadesh. So you see that the Mizbeach has this great Koach HaKiddush. So Sfasama says that the Rishonim assume the word Kli in the Gemara can't possibly be referring to a Mizbeach, because a Mizbeach is in fact not a Kli. The Atzei Me'aracha that went on the Mizbeach are his Kadesh, but that's not called Kiddush B'Kli. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Itmar, Hamale Ivari Behema Tamei Al Gabi HaMizbeach. What if you bring up the limbs of a horse, a camel, on the Mizbeach, a non-kosher animal? Reish Lakish Amar Loka, Rabbi Yochanan Amarin Loka. Reish Lakish says, Yamalkas, for such a thing. Rabbi Yochanan says, there's no malchus for such a thing. Rish Lakish Amar Loka. Where does he get the idea that you get malchus? Because the pasuk says tahora in tamei lo. Right, the pasuk says that you're supposed to bring mina behema, mina bakar, mina tzon. So you see, every example the Torah gives is only a behema tahora, not a behema tamei. A lava ba michlala say lokin alav, and this is like a lava ba michlala say that the Torah never says it in the lashon of losa say don't bring a behema tamei, but it says do bring a behema tahora. So memela, we learn that you're not supposed to bring a behema tamei, and that's enough to get malchus. You get malchus even on the lava ba michlala say. Rabbi Yochanan ain lokin alav lava ba michlala say. They agree how to read the pasuk. It's a machlokas in the midrash Torah and judgment. It's a machlokas in the rules of when we assume an onesh malchus and when we don't assume an onesh malchus. Not in the midrash Torah and judgment, just in the rules of chiv malchus. Is lav haba mechala say something that you get malchus for or not? So Reish Lakish says yes. Rabbi Yochanan says no. So Mesav Rabbi Yirmiya osato chelv lo behema tameya v'lav haba mechala say. I say, there's a brisa that talks about the issur of eating a behema tameya, and the brisa discusses how the Torah goes out of its way to say, oh, if an animal has the simone kashrus, mafresas parsa, shosa, shesa, malas geira, right, then osa tochelu. That's what you're allowed to eat. And what do we figure out from there? And you know what you're not allowed to eat? Anything that doesn't have the simone kashrus, any animal that's a behema tameya. And a lava ba mechala say has a din of an asay. So isn't that a kasha Reish Lakish who holds a lava ba mechala say has a din of a lo sasay? Here we have a Mefarish Braisa that has a din of an asay. The way Rashi understands it is that's part of the Braisa. That part of the nusach of the Braisa is v'lava ba mechala say asay. Shidim Gvetz's quotes from Tosra Ben Peretz that it's not part of the nusach of the Braisa. The Gemara's Raya is from the Hemshech of the Braisa where it says v'lo sasay minayin tamlomer achazel lo tochelu. So you see from osotochel, from the asay part, we don't learn nisr lo sasay. We don't learn that it's already alive. You need an extra phrase in the pasuk to turn it into a lav. That's the kasha, not because the Braisa said beferush the lava ba mechala say is an asay. It's just from the mashmalos of the hemshech of the Braisa that just from the asay we would not yet know that you would get malchus. It's only when there's when there's another phrase to give an explicit lo sasay that we learn that you get malchus. So Amar Lei Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yirmi Bar Techlifa. So the Gemara now explains the machlokas Rabbi Yaakov Reish Lakish in a different way. That Asbro Lach Evari Behema Tameya. That I'll explain that when you're makriv limbs of a behema tameya on the mizbech to kuli al melo pligi. I would tell you that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan do not disagree. Everyone would agree that there's no malchus on such a thing because it's only a lava ba mechala say. And even Reish Lakish would agree. If you have beferish and a braisa, the lava ba mechala say is only an asay, you don't get malchus? Of course, Reish Lakish would also agree. You don't get malchus. Ki pligi, you know where there's a machlokas? Bechaya. Let's say instead of bringing a behema, you bring a kosher animal, but it's a chaya tahora that you bring on the mizbeach. And the machlokas is not really about malchus, it's about whether that's a violation of an asay at all. Vahachi itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar over ba'asay, Reish Lakish Amar ain over b'vlo klum. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a violation of an asay, Reish Lakish says no, it's a violation of nothing. Rabbi Yochanan over ba'asay, behema in chayalo. Rabbi Yochanan will say it's a violation of an asay, because the pasuk says, Adam kiyakum became korban l'Hashem, mina behema, mina bakar, mina tzon. It never says chaya. So you see that you're only allowed to bring a behema, you're not allowed to bring a chaya on the mizbech. Reish Lakish Amar ain over love b'vlo klum. You don't violate anything. Hahu l'mitzvah. The pasuk is telling what you must bring on the mizbeach. Whatever else that's not mentioned in the pasuk, that's a reshus. That's what you may bring on the mizbeach, just not what you must bring on the mizbeach. That's how Rashi understands that the behema is a mitzvah lahakriv, the chaya is a reshus to be makriv a chaya. Karen Ora explains a little differently that the chachila, you have to bring a behema, but b'diavad, if you brought a chaya, it would be kosher because it's similar enough to a behema, because chaya is b'chlal behema. Behema is a generic term, so it's also a specific term, right? Sometimes behema refers to behema as opposed to chaya, and sometimes behema refers to the entire animal kingdom. So that's so we'll see. That's going to be very similar to the mashal that the Bryce is going to bring in a in a moment. So says the Gemara, Mesiv Rava, Ilu Ne'amar, Korban Hashem, Behema, Ha'isi Omer, Chaya B'chlal Behema. Had the Pasuk said, Korban Hashem, Behema, and it would not have gotten any more specific than that. If the Torah never would have said, Bakar, Vitzon, it just would have said, Behema, I would have agreed, yes, Chaya is B'chlal Behema. Just like Kinyan Shenemar, Zosa Behema Sher Tochelu, Shor, Kseh, Ksavim, Vseh, Izim, Ayil Utzvi. So Ayil and Tzvi, you see, are part of the general category of Behema. Because it says, Vesa Behema Sher Tochelu, here are the Behemos that you're allowed to eat. And it lists both Behemos and Chayos. So you see that a Chaya is included in the general category of a Behemos. I would have said the same thing by a Karban. If the Torah only would have said, bring a Behema for a Karban, I would naturally assume that you could bring a Chaya as well. But Talmud Omar, Bakar, Vitzon, the Pasuk gets more specific when it talks about bringing a carbon. It says, no, not just anything, Bakar, Vitzon. So Bakar, Vitzon, Omar, Tilach, Velo, Chaya. You can bring a Bakar, Vitzon, but you cannot bring a Chaya, we learn from the Pasuk. So Yachal, Lo, Yavi, Vim, Hevi, Kasher. You might think, okay, not Lechet Chila, but if you do, it's still going to be Kasher. So the Bryce says, I'll give you a mashal. Halamaze, Dome. You know what this is like? L'talmud shamar lo rabo havei li chitim. Let's say a Rebbe tells his Talmud, I would like for you to bring me wheat. Ve'hevi lo chitim usa'orim. And the Talmud is in such a generous mood, he brings wheat and also barley. Now barley is not as good as wheat, but he brought everything the Rebbe wanted and then some. So she'enu kamavir al devarav elok mosif al devarav. That's not violating what the master had asked for. That's he's just being mosif. He's bringing sa'orim as well. So here also, when you bring a chaya, you're not violating any of the mitzvah satorah, and therefore the kasher, the korban should be kasher. So Talmud Omer, that's why the pasuk has to say bakar v'tzon. Bakar v'tzon imartilach v'lo chaya. No, I'm only asking for bakar v'tzon. I'm not asking for chaya. Halamaza dome, you want to give a proper mashul? The Talmud Shomelo Rabo al tavili elachitin. It's like a master telling his Talmud, bring me only wheat. I don't want to see anything else except for wheat. And then vehevi lo chitim usa'orim. And then he brings chitim usa'orim. She'enu kamosav al dvarav ela kamavir al dvarav. That already is not like being like doing extra, being generous. That's a blatant violation of what he had asked for. And therefore, a pasul, it's going to be pasul. If you bring a carbon for that tzachaya, it's going to be pasul. So says Mar Tiyufta de Reish Lakish Tiyufta. That's in fact a Tiyufta on Reish Lakish, who said that that a chaya would be kasher. You see clearly that bringing a chaya for a carbon is going to be possible. You know, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Archaim Simon Beis, that a person is not allowed to go Dalet Amos Begilei Arosh. Where are we going with this? What does that do with the Chaya Puzzle? So hang in there for a second. It's Machlokas HaPoskim, whether the Isser of going Begilei Harosh is a din, is La Halacha, or it's only a Midas Chasidus. The Kolbo Paskins, the name Maram, that it's only a Midas Chasidus, and that's what Tashbetz writes as well, and Bir Agra as well. But the Zohar sounds that the Isser to go Begilei Harosh is a Halacha, it's Medina. And that's how the Darkei Moshe understands in the Beis Yosef as well, in Maritat. Marshal was asked, let's say a person has a headache and does he have any heter to sip Begilei Harosh? It's just it's Rosh HaKavod Alav. I don't know, yarmulke is so heavy, but maybe the yarmulke had big hats or something and they were very heavy. So he said he's not sure what the Isser is to say a bracha without a Kisei Harosh. He says, if not for the fact that he generally doesn't argue, the Marshal writes, on Kadmonim, unless he has support from someone else, he would be notel lahakel that you're allowed to be mevarich Begilei Harosh and even to read Kriya Shema Begilei Harosh. Whoa, where does he get this from? He says it's a medrash. The medrash Vayikra Rabbah tells us Amar Rabbi Brechia Melech Basar V'dav Meshager Prutagma Shalol Medina Mahim Osim. Kol b'nei ha-medina omdim al ragleim uporim es roshem v'korim osa be'ema b'yir v'bretz b'zeh not b'zeh, b'zir a melech sends a proclamation to a town. So what happens? Everyone comes out and everyone's sittering and everyone is porea their rosh and they read it with fear and with trembling. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisbarach Amar LiYisrael Kira Kriya Shema Shei Pedak Mashali. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to read my proclamation. I want you to read Kriya Shema. Harei lo itrachti aleichem lekros lo omdim lo porei rosh. I am not matriach you to stand up for it. I'm not matriach you to be porei rosh. for Kriyas Shema. So it sounds like there's no issur of Kriyas Rosh. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm not machmir for you to have to take off your hat just for me, just for Kriyas Shema. But it sounds like there's no issur of Pura Rosh. So what does this have to do with our sugya? The Pirkei Yosef quotes from the Maram Galanti that this raya is not a raya at all, because this medrash goes on to give other examples of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu used such a lashon of lo hitrachti, I didn't bother you to do certain things. And one of the things the medrash says is that Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asara mine behemos masarti lach, there are 10 different types of animals I've given you, 3 of them bereshuscha, shiva einan bereshuscha, the 3 that are bereshuscha are shor, seksavim v'seizim, the 7 that are einan bereshuscha, ayil, tzvi, and gives all sorts of chayos. And it says lo itrachti aleichem lo amarti aleichem lisyageya baharim lahavi lefanai karban me'elu she'enu bereshuscha, I was not matriach you to bring me a karban from these chayos. I didn't burden you with going into the wild to find these chayos to bring me as a karban. So says the Birkei Yosef, it's very difficult to assume that the Medrash is dafka going shalok ha'alacha. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan in our Gemara, we have a tiyufta on Reish Lakish, you're not allowed to bring a chaya. It's not just that you don't have to bring a chaya. You're not allowed to bring a chaya on the Mizbeach. So you see the Medrash uses the lashon of lo hitrachti even on something that's not allowed. So when it comes to Pruei Rosh also, yes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm not matriach you to be Parea Rosh for Kriyas Shema. Not just not matriach you means not allowed. You're not allowed to do it as a symbol of the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not matriach. So he thought that Medrash is not a Raya. Rav Shachty used to quote that Medrash. He said that the Rav Salvechik had a Mesorah in his family that when he would say Kriyas Shema, and Birchus Kriyas Shema, that he would take the talis off his head. He obviously still wear a yarmulke, but he would not have the talis on his head as a kiyum of that medrash of lo hitrachti to be perua rosh. But the mashmos is that it's more respectful, apparently, to be perua rosh when you're reading that proclamation, and that proclamation being Kriyas Shema. So if Salvation, it's unusual. Most people would dafka put their talis over their head for Kriyas Shema for Shmona Esrei. So if Salvation did for Shmona Esrei, but for Kriyas Shema he would take it off. I think Shach said he would allow it to slip off, like he wouldn't like take it off, allow it to slip off. That was because lo hitrachti, that it's not going to be matriach you. That was his masara. So Shach does also. So okay, but that's obviously a very different understanding of the medrash than the understanding we just suggested. Okay, so now the Gemara says vaitan daf lamed dalid amid beis at the top of the page. Kulan shekiblu. So he said that anyone who's mekabel the dam. If there's still more dam there to get, so you go back and get more dam, and then you'll redo it, and you'll redo it properly. So the Gemara brings a suffix of Reish Lakish, and a couple of versions of a suffix of Reish Lakish. First version is as follows: Boy Mene Reish Lakish Me Rabbi Yochanan. Pasul Mal Sheyasa Shirayim. Someone who's Pasul Avoda and he does a Kabbalah Sadam and he zorik that dam on the Mizbeach, does the Zrika of the Pasul, is that considered enough of a Zrika that whatever blood is left in the animal's neck is now considered Shiyari Adam and is now not Ra'ui to be Nizrak on the Mizbeach? Or do we say, no, a Zrika that a Pasul guy did, that's not a Zrika at all. We could ignore it, pretend it never happened, and therefore you can go back to the neck of the Behema, get some more dam, and redo it. So Amalei ain osa shirayim. So Rabbi Yochanan said, a zrika of a pasul is nothing. It's not going to make shirayim, and therefore you can go back and you can get more dam. Ella chutzas mano chutzal makomo. You know what makes shirayim? When your zrika is something that has to be dealt with, when it's something that's significant. A machshava of chutzal zmano on the karban, or a machshava of chutzal makomo. Holu meratz le pigulo, because that makes an impact on the karban. That gives a chalos shame pigul or pasul to the karban. So that legitimate zrika, that would in fact make shirayim. But stam, a pasul guy does a zrika, so that's not a zrika at all. That can be ignored, and therefore whatever's left in the neck of the animal is not going to be shirayim, and it can be taken and used, and the karban could still be kosher. The Gemara now brings another version of what Reish Lakish really asked. Rav Zid Masnihachi, Bamnei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Kos pasul mahu. What if you have a kos of dam that's pasul? Let's say you had dam that you got from the behemoth that was shechted, and then you brought the dam outside of the azara, and then you brought it back in, and you were zorek a kasher kohen does a zrika that dam on the mizbeach. So maushi asa shirayim. Does that zrika make the rest of the dam in the neck of the animal shirayim, which can no longer be used? Or do we say no, it's not shirayim, and you could still be misakin the karban by being mekabel more dam from the neck of the animal? Samalei, Rabbi Yochanan responded, Apostle Gufei, my sphere lach. Well, Rabbi Yochanan answered the question with the question. You're asking me if the dam becomes pasul. Let me ask you, Rabbi Yochanan says, what would you tell me if the person was pasul? If you had a Kohen who was pasul doing the Zrikas Hadam? Because that, it's the same issue. E pasul mashri shirayim, kos pasul nami mashri shirayim. E pasul lo mashri shirayim, kos pasul nami lo mashri shirayim. If the zrik of a pasul person would make the dam in the tzavar of behema shirayim, so then a zrik of pasul dam would also make it shirayim. If zrik of a pasul person would not make it shirayim, then zrik of pasul dam would also not make it shirayim. Then the Gemara says, a third potential suffix. Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti Masni Hachi. Boimine Abaye, except it wasn't Reish Lakish in this version. It was Abaye who raised the Shaila Mei Rabba, and asking Rabba the following. You have a carbon chatas that you're makabel the dam, but in two separate kosos. So you're mazah the dam from one kos. Kos maushi yases chaveru dochli, o shirayim. Meaning you're makabel the dam in two separate kosos. So you do the matanos on the mizbeach from one of the kosos. So what happens to the blood in the other kos? Is it dachoy and therefore it's pasul because that was also rotwe to be used for azah on the mizbeach, and the kohen who used the first kos was doched the second kos biadayim by not using it? Or do we assume that it becomes shirayim? And the nafkamina is shiari adam, your shofrech al yisodam is beach. That's beferish in the Torah, that you have to pour it out in the yisodam is beach. So Rabbi responded, plukta Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, v'rabbanan. This is a machlokas tanoim. It's a brisa. Titania, the brisa tells us as follows. Lemala hu omer, that when the pasuk talks about a nasi who has to bring a karban chatas, where he has to bring a seir for a chatas, the pasuk says, es damo yishpoch, that he brings the dam chatas be'etzba'oh, and he puts it on the karnas ha'mizbeach ha'ola, and then es damo yishpoch to the yisod ha'mizbeach ha'ola. It doesn't say kol damo. And lemata, when it talks about a karban chatas of a regular person, of an individual who omer, the pasuk says, ve'es kol damo yishpoch. He spills all of the blood in the yisod ha'mizbeach. So we could darshan the pesukim as follows: Minayin lechatos shekibul dama barba kosos minasim matana achas mizeh umatana achas mizeh shekula nishpachu miyisod. How do I know that if you mekabel dam from a carbon chatos in four different kosos and you make one matana from one kos, because you need four matanos on the mizbech, that and then one matana from another kos, that all of the dam that's left in all of the kosos get poured out to the yisod of mizbech? Tabalomar ves kol dama. So Yachal Nasan Avra Matanos Mikos Echad Yukulin Nishbach Liyisod. Oh, so you might think, let's say you use only one of those kosos to do all four matnos dam, that the other three kosos should also all be poured out in the Yisod Mizbeach. Tamalom Reves Damo. That's why the pasuk says it's Damo, not Kol Damo. That only some of the dam. Haketzad Hu Nishbach Liyisod. That only whatever's left over in the kos that you actually used is poured into the yisod of the mizbech. Only that's the shirayim that's poured into on the yisod of the mizbech. But vehein, the kosos that became pasul that you never used because they became pasul because you were docha them by not using them at all, they are nishpach on the amma because they were ra'u to be used for zrika and were not used for zrika. But Rav Lozer Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, no, how do I know that if you're Makabel in four separate kosos and you only used one of them, that you take all the rest of them and you pour them all into the Yisod? Tam lo meres kol dama yishpoch. So you see that it's a beferish machlokas. If you are Makabel dam in multiple kelim and you only use one of the kelim, machlokas tanaim, whether the dam and the other kli is poured on the Yisod or it's poured into the Yama. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Lozer Rabbi Shimon, vaksiv ves dama yishpoch. What's Rav Lozer Rabbi Shimon in Darshan for the pasuk ves dama yishpoch? I I get what he does with this kol dama. He throw all the dam. What does he do with the pasuk that doesn't say kol? So Ravashi ulamute shirayim shabtzav rabeima. That's coming to tell me that the blood that's in the neck of the animal that was never niskabel b'kli in the first place, that when the blood that was niskabel b'kli is nizrak, the blood that's left in the neck of the animal is not considered shiyari adam and doesn't have to be poured into the yisod. That goes straight into the ama. That's not going to be a problem. Okay, now the Mishnah said, Kibala kasher v'nasan l'pasul. The Mishnah gave three examples where you put the dam in the wrong place. I gave an example where a kohen kasher was mekabel the dam, gave it to a kohen pasul. So we said, what do you do? How do you fix that? Give it back, right? Give it back to a kohen kasher. We gave an example, you're mekabel with your right hand, and then you put it into your left hand. What do you do? Put it back in your right hand. And then we gave a third example that you were mekabel with a kli kodesh, you poured it into a kli chol. What do? Put it back into a kli kodesh. So the Gemara says, tzricha. I need all three examples, even though they all seem to be exactly the same. You put the blood in the wrong place, put it back in the right place. So why does it have to tell me all three cases? Diash mi'inan, pasul. If it only would have told me that the case of giving it to a guy who's pasul, hava mina my pasul tamei, the chazda avodah tzibur, I would say a pasul means a tamei, and a tamei person is kasher to do the avodah tzibur because tumahutra b'tzibur. So the dam would have some sort of takana, avodah small, low. But if you're mekabel biyad yamin and then you put it biyad small, even though a carbon tzibur above a tumah is fine, but the left hand is never fine. So there's no, I would think that you can't fix it. So that's why the Tana says, you still can't fix it. Just put it back in your right hand. V'yashmin is small, and if the Tana would have told me the din of the left hand, disleach sheira, because there are some avodos that are kosher to do with the left hand, biyom ha-kippurim, specifically on Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen's like doing a major juggling act. He's got to carry a lot of different things. So the Kohen Gadol will take the machta shel gechalim in his right hand, the kaf shel aktores in his left hand, to Mishnah Masech Zimah Daf Mem Zayin. So that's so on Yom HaKippurim, we see that the left hand is utilized in avodah. Aval kli chol lo, but kli chol are never utilized in avodah. So I would think that dam that was put into a kli chol is hopeless. There's nothing you could do with it. So that's why it has to tell me that there's a way to fix all of these things. V'yash min kli chol mishum dechazal kedshinu. And if it were to tell me only kli chol, I would say yeah, kli chol is ra'ui to be used for avodah if you're just mekadesh it. All you have to do is grant it kedusha. Aval hanach, but the other psulim tamei small. There's never roi for avodah imalo. So tzricha. So that's why I need the Tana to tell me all three chidushim. So it never makes a tzricha say, including the fourth case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about nishbach min hakli al haritzpa v'asafo kasher. Right, that if it spills on the floor, you could just gather it up from the floor and it will be kasher. Okay, so the Achronim deal with that. Why we never include that in the Tzrichusa? So the Gemara just explains why doesn't the dam become pasul? V'lavdei dachui, shouldn't the dam become dachui? It should become rejected and therefore pasul because it was kasher, it was roi for zrika, and then it was nidche. Then it was put somewhere where it was no good. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Hachi Yom Rav Yomri Midifti Mishmei Derava. Hamani Chanan Amitzri Hu, the Leslie Duchuyin. We must be assuming like Chamei Amitzri, Chanan Amitzri, who holds that something that was Roy La Krava and is Nidche does not become pasul permanently. Titania Chanan Amitzri Omer, Afilu Dam Bakos, maybe Chaveru Mezaveglo. That even if the blood of this talking about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, we have a Seal Hashem, a Seal HaZazel, even if the blood of the Seal Hashem is already in the coast, it's already, the animal's already been shechted, and then the Seal Mishta Hamishtaleach dies, you could still bring another Seir to match it up with the Seir LaHashem that you still have. Because even though when the Seir Mishtaleach died, you would think the Seir LaHashem is Nidche, don't worry about it, it could still come back. You can still use it again by just matching it up with a new partner. So when you put dam in a kli chol, so yes, temporarily, or the dam spills on the ritzpah, yeah, temporarily it's nidche, but don't worry, Chanan HaMitzri says it's not lost forever, you could bring it back. Or the Gemara says another possible answer, why don't we say it's nidche? Rav Ashi Yomar, kol shebiyado lo avidachli. Whatever is considered biyado to be machshir and to fix is not considered a dachli. So therefore, even if you don't agree with Chanan HaMitzri, You'd be moda over here, because it's easy enough to just put it back into a kli shares or to pick it up from the ritzba, so therefore it's not considered nidcha. So the Gemara brings a raya to that teretz. Amar Rav Shaya, kavased Ravashi mistavra. Most mistavra like Ravashi. A man shamalei di islei duchuyin. Who's the one that holds that there are things that are nidcha, and once they're nidcha, they're gone forever? Rabbi Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Ditnan va'odam Rabbi Yehuda nishpach adam. Rabbi Yehuda is one that says that if the dam of the Seir LaHashem spills on the floor, the Seir Mishtalech should die, because it's nidcha. Or Mesa Mishtalech, if the Seir Mishtalech dies, Yishafech Adam. Take the dam of the Seir LaHashem and spill it out. You got to start all over again with two new Seirim, because once it's nidcha for a moment, it's nidcha forever. And Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that anything that's biyado is not considered dachli. Titanya Rabbi Yehuda, because it's Rabbi Yehuda who says that on Erev Pesach, when they were bringing Karban Pesach, and because there were so many karbanos, and they were so rushed to bring them, some of the blood would spill on the ritzva, so you have to be choshesh that there were karbanos, that the dam never got nizrak on the mizbeach and became pasul. So one of the kohanim would take kos echara yimimali midamat haroves. They would take a kos full of dam from on the floor, from the mitzvah of all the dam that's spilling all over the place. Vizorko zrika achas kenegar yisod, and they'd be zorikin on the mizbeach, where kenegar yisod, meaning on the higher part of the mizbeach, above the parts of the mizbeach that have a yisod, like a regular Zrikas HaPesach, even though the dam was spilled on the floor. Rabbi Yud himself, who holds of Dichui, would say you're allowed to do it. Shemamina, kol shabiyado, lavi Dichui, shemamina. And you see from there, the rule is, whenever it's biyado, it's not Dichui. That's what Tosus points out, that in all the cases of Dichui, you have a Masech HaSukkah, anav of Merubin Me'alav, that's considered not biyado, because on Yantif, you're not allowed to go picking berries, right? You're not allowed to do these things on Yantif. But whenever it's taka biyado, to actually fix, then we would assume that there's no din of Dichui. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up a kufa tomorrow.